Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Afternoon. The Inn Buffalo off Elmwood and hosting us this afternoon. I want to thank the members of the media for coming out for this and the fantastic partners that I have with us. Joining us today are New York State Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes, as I mentioned, Mr. Lettier of Inn Buffalo off Elmwood, Tom Melinda, Director of Hotel Operations for Ellicott Hotels, John Davidson, the President of the Buffalo Police Benevolent Association, Chris Whalen, President of Buffalo Professional Firefighters Local 282, and Keith Ogden, President of AFSCME Local 2651. I want to thank you all for being here today in support of this announcement and discussion. Upon becoming mayor, my team and I inherited a budget with a structural deficit in the neighborhood of $70 million. And since that day, since day one, we've been working hard to make sure we could close that gap leading into the 2025-2026 fiscal year. Through hard work, working with our Commissioner of Administration and Finance, Raymore Nosworthy, his team, and all the other commissioners, we've made somewhere in the neighborhood of $30 million in cuts in just a couple of months across departments and through various cost-saving measures leading up towards next year's. But we can't close this budget gap by cutting alone. We have to increase revenues. Little over a month ago, I was down in Albany for a joint session of the Assembly and the Senate to discuss the governor's budget and how it impacts Buffalo and what Buffalo might need from it. And it could have been very easy to go down there and ask for funding, but that's not what we did. We went down looking for partnership and looking for the New York State Legislature to give Buffalo the tools it needs to adjust and rectify its budget on its own. Without those new revenues that would be generated from the legislation we're pursuing through the New York State Legislature, the city of Buffalo would experience a massive tax increase, quite frankly, one the likes of which I haven't seen in the city of Buffalo, or cuts to our police and fire services, our Department of Public Works and other departments, or a crippling combination of the two. So we were down in Albany and asked for two pieces of legislation to be authorized, the first being a 3% hotel bed tax, which would generate somewhere in the neighborhood of $3.5 million a year for the city of Buffalo, which would be paid for by out-of-town visitors who stay in our hotels. And the average cost on that hotel room is around $4 a night. We did not do this on a whim. We had conversations with engaged multiple hotel owners and operators in downtown, as well as tourism industry leaders. And I want to thank them for their support in this initiative. And as I mentioned, some of them are here with us today. I want to thank the majority leader for her support of the hotel tax as she presented legislation on that in Albany. We need support from across our delegation. again, the majority leader has been fantastic carrying this legislation. Now we need support from our partners in the New York State Senate. April Baskin, our senator, is new to the operation in the New York State Senate, hasn't faced these types of votes in the past, but our Senator Sean Ryan has voted for a hotel tax almost two dozen times in other municipalities across New York State, and I think Buffalo deserves to have the same tools. So I hope Senator Ryan and Senator Baskin will support the hotel bed tax in the next week or two as the budget discussions wrap up in Albany. The other initiative we proposed and we are seeking authorization for is the Buffalo Parking and Mobility Authority, which would relieve the City of Buffalo of the responsibilities and the liabilities associated with the four parking ramps that we currently own. The four parking ramps that we own are in tough shape, and they're going to require a great amount of capital investment over the course of the next few years. The proposed authority would manage the ramps, keep them public, and maintain rate oversight. The estimated value of these ramps ranges between $40 and $60 million. We'll continue to close in on that number prior to, obviously, sale through different avenues. But the key importance here is, I know some people like to talk about the recurring revenue that we currently extract from the ramps. This is a win-win-win for the City of Buffalo, this authority. We would receive an infusion of cash of somewhere between $40 and $60 million that we could use over the course of the next several years to help us rectify our budget. We alleviate ourselves of the burden of maintenance of the ramps and the cost associated with bonding out for capital upgrades. And we would maintain a revenue yearly coming out of those ramps as well. This is not a one-time infusion or a one-time gimmick, as some people like to call it. It's a large infusion of cash to help us over the course of the next couple of years while we alleviate ourselves of the debt service and continue to bring revenue into the City of Buffalo. And there are proven models of parking authorities all across New York State in cities like Albany, Syracuse, White Plains, Niagara Falls, just to name a few. So again, for this initiative, we're looking for support from our partners in the state level. One partner we have at the state level, in the New York State Legislature, and one of the best partners that the City of Buffalo has, is our majority leader in the Assembly, Crystal Peoples-Stokes, and I'd like to welcome her to the podium now to say a few words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'm actually really honored to be here, one, because decades ago I used to live on the other end of this street near Main Street, and two, because today, earlier, I probably saw many of you all there as well, we put the topping on the new Buffalo Bills Stadium. It was a very, very exciting time. And do you get excited about opportunities like this to speak about what you can do in your role in state government and protecting the city that you love? This is one of those opportunities, because clearly, as the interim mayor did say, on a regular basis, we pass multiple locations opportunities to have bed tax in their communities, many of them. And for some reason, they're reoccurring. So just because you get it one year doesn't mean 5 years from now you won't have to come back and ask for it again. So we see these things over and over again. I understand the value that it brings to municipalities where they are located. I also, as a member of the Smithsonian Western New York Women's History-Making Museum that's coming up, as well as being a member of state leaders across the nation, I do a lot of traveling. And I've never seen a hotel bill that does not have a bed tax on it, ever. And as a matter of fact, in some of them, you see a whole list of five or six of them that go into different places where the people who come into the communities that they're enjoying actually help pay for the resources that are needed to maintain those communities. Now, one thing is for sure, no one wants to come to Buffalo if it's not safe. And so we need to have our officers, and we need to have our fire department. We need to have our streets department. These are things that are necessary for the citizens who live here and that do pay taxes and are willing to do so. But it should be in a fair manner. If people want to visit us, they should not mind paying for the services that they need to have when they get here. I don't think they will. And so it's not a heavy lift. And if you talk about parking lots, I mean, we own the streets, so people can park there all they want. One of the things that's not a requirement for municipal government is to own a parking building. We need police, we need fire, we need people who take care of our streets, but we don't necessarily need a building that houses parking. That is something, in my opinion, that would be handled better in the private sector. And so I think it's a great idea that the interim mayor came up with this idea. I fully support it. I have introduced the legislation for both of these pieces of reoccurring finances that will help the city of Buffalo. And I'm really hopeful that in some ways we can be able to not just pass them, but get them included in the ensuing budget. And I'm pleased to be here to state that affirmatively. I support it. I believe the governor does as well. And I'm just hopeful that we can make this happen. Because if we don't make this happen, the people who live in this great community and the people who live in my great community will see an increase in their taxes, that because you cannot run a city without resources. No need in going backwards and trying to find blame for why we are here where we are. We are here now. And it's up to us as the leaders to figure out how to fix it. So I'm pleased to stand with a young man who has figured a way to fix it, and I want to work with him to make it happen.
Thank you, Majority Leader. Like I said, Buffalo doesn't really have a better partner than they have in you. So thank you for all your work on behalf of the Buffalonians every day in the New York State Assembly. So we're talking about a couple pieces of initiative. A couple different pieces of legislation, a 3% hotel bed tax and a parking authority. There's a lot of people saying, being pretty critical about it, talking about the fact that, you know, this has been done on a whim. People from the hotel industry, the tourism industry haven't been engaged, haven't been spoken to about this. I can tell you that it has happened. We've engaged a number of the larger hotel operators and smaller inns operators in the city of Buffalo. And during those conversations, it become clear to us that they're very supportive of the hotel tax. This is someone that would direct. These are operations that would directly impact, and we still have their support. And some of those people are with us here today. So I'd like to welcome to the podium now to talk the owner of Inn Buffalo Elmwood, Joseph Letier, followed by the director of hotel operations for Ellicott Hotels, Tom Melinda.
Hi, everyone. I'm Joseph Letieri, the owner of Inn Buffalo off Elmwood. We've been in business for over 10 years, and welcome to our preservation in progress. We have a no politics, no religion policy here at the Inn. However, our region is experiencing a tough time, and we need to be creative in order to close the budget deficit. This 3% tax should include all short-term rentals and a comprehensive marketing plan. And if it's done the right way, with a comprehensive marketing plan in place, I'm all for it. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for inviting us here today. My name is Tom Melinda, representing Ellicott Hotels. Our company owns and manages 11 hotel properties from Niagara Falls to Ellicottville and everything in between. When the idea of the bed tax was originally proposed for the city of Buffalo, they were floating the numbers between 6 and 8%. And some of my peers and I, having some conversations behind the scenes, thought that that was a little bit aggressive of a number in order to pass on to the visitors of our city. Through open dialogue and transparent conversation and business practices, we came to a number that we thought would not only be advantageous for helping with the deficit that the city's faced with its budget, but we're also the city of good neighbors, and we happen to be in the hospitality industry. So collectively, we're willing to do our part in helping with that. We also understand that the city needs revenue to not only sustain itself, but also to grow, whether it's growth in safety, whether it's growth in cleaner streets, whether it's growth in fire prevention or fire safety. Those are all the things that people visiting the city of Good Neighbors rely on and, frankly, probably just take for granted. But they come as a cost nonetheless. We at Ellicott Hotels are hopeful that this proposed measure passes and that we can move forward and grow together. Thank you again.
Thank you. As the majority leader mentioned, the city of Buffalo needs resources in order to provide the services that are essential to everyday life, whether that's police,
fire, public works, inspections, whatever it might be, we have to have the resources at our disposal to put out those services. Without a hotel bed tax, without the parking authority, our ability to administer those services will be greatly diminished. Without, like I said, a drastic tax increase or ultimately maybe cutting of some of those services. So it's essential that we have these two tools in our toolbox moving forward to make sure that we can provide all the services we need. As I mentioned, without them, you might reach a point where we might have to start looking at operations and services being cut. And that's talking about union positions, union workers who are the men and women are out working day in, day out to make sure that this is the best version of the city of Buffalo possible. And I know that none of them want to see those jobs cut. None of us want to see those jobs cut because we want to make sure we maintain our level of service. And then with these resources, grow that level of service. One of the unions who could be impacted by that is Local 265 and AFSCME Council 35. So I'd like to welcome president of those two organizations, Keith Ogden, to the podium to say a few words at this time.
Thank you very much, Mayor. As he stated, I'm the president of AFSCME Local 2651, which represents the Buffalo Building Inspectors. Our greatest focus every day when we go to work is the safety of Buffalonians, the people that live here, rent here, businesses, and things of that nature, along with our partners, Buffalo Fire, Buffalo Police. We're all about safety in the city of Buffalo, holding property owners accountable, whether they're locally or out of state, doing inspections for tenants, answering 311 calls, complaints, quality of life issues, and things of that nature. Unfortunately, if this legislation does not pass, as the mayor alluded to, it may result in the possibility of our department losing some positions, which is going to make us do more with less. It's a large city. We're not a very big department as it is. We just want to answer the call and do what's right for the city of Buffalo and its residents. And going forward, I hope that this legislation will pass so we can do just that. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Keith. So, you know, in closing, I just think it's important to remember that it's, from my standpoint as mayor, it's very difficult for me to ask residents, you know, seniors, families, some of the most vulnerable people in our resident to start some of the most vulnerable people in our city to pay more when we have tools at our disposal, which will eliminate that possibility. So again, I'm urging our state Senate representatives to support the city of Buffalo with these two initiatives to make sure that we can start to close this large budget gap over the course of the next couple of years and continue to make Buffalo the best version of itself. Again, I want to thank the majority leader, our leaders in labor, and our hotel operators for joining us today. And with that, can open it to any questions.
Some local tourism agencies, as you mentioned, they're a little bit concerned about the timing of this, especially with relations to our north being a little strained right now. Any sort of response to them for being concerned about this?
Well, I can tell you we've had conversations with tourism industries, and the main one here in Buffalo is recently as yesterday, and the leader of that organization, we had a very productive conversation with him. He feels comfortable with where we're at the 3%, and so based on having those conversations, we feel comfortable moving forward. He feels comfortable moving forward. So anyone saying that we're not having conversations with or taking into account any of these people operating in these different arenas, it's just not true. Yes, you know, as Tom mentioned, they're the operators of 11 hotels throughout the area. We have, we were going to have a representative from Uniland and the hotels they operate here today. They sent a statement of support. They were unable to attend. But again, we've been talking to all the largest hotel operators in downtown Buffalo to make sure this doesn't impact them and they feel comfortable with it. At the end of the day, they're aware of the financial situation the city of Buffalo is in. And as Tom mentioned, they're willing to help out because the alternative, if we don't have these tools at our disposal, is going to be a massive tax increase on them, massive tax increase on our residents, and everyone else moving forward, and we want to avoid that.
Attorney Leader, is this a standalone thing, or is this part of the budget discussion? coming up? What's the status of the legislation?
You're asking if it's a part of the budget. It's not actually in the budget at this moment, but I'm presenting it to be because the legislation is already prepared and ready to go. So, as you know, we should have had our budget done already a couple days ago. But since we haven't, I think it's an opportunity to get it included in that, and that's what I'm working towards.
And again, I want to thank the majority leader for her incredible support, you know, in trying to work this through and get it in the state budget. We've had conversations with the governor's office as well. They have been very supportive about the idea of presenting it in the budget, finalized version of the budget, and that's why we're asking our partners in the Senate to do the same. We've spoken to people who operate in the parking ramp industry, and again, that would go through a formal process of being appraised and everything like that moving forward. But they thought somewhere just north of $50 million, but I didn't want to go throwing that number out originally, so gave you the larger range at first. But, you know, this would be a huge influx of cash to the city of Buffalo. And again, people are talking about, all right, it's a one-time gimmick. You'll plug it in next year, and then you'll have the same problem the following year. That's not what we're looking to do. We're looking to do small portions of it over the course of the next few years while we rectify the budget and bring it more structurally sound.
What about for that long-term plan to do something with BFSA or any outside?
We have had conversations with the Fiscal Stability Authority about this. Based on the conversation I had with the executive director and some other members, they like the idea. They think it's a very good plan moving forward. We've talked to representatives at BCAR and other organizations like that, and they think it's a fantastic idea. All right. Thank you very much.
Good job.
Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.